This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With Democrats leading the House, Senate, and White House, could there be some national deregulation of marijuana that could make it easier for cannabis companies to access banking services, among other things? Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Green Thumb Industries is a roughly $8 billion cannabis retailer and dispensary business with more than 50 stores in 12 states. And yet,
we can't use like large money center banks like J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo.
That's Andy Grossman, head of capital markets at Green Thumb. He says Green Thumb stores use smaller community banks. National banks stay away because cannabis is still illegal under federal law. Without the big banks, marijuana businesses can't accept credit or debit cards. Grossman says it's an all-cash business,
where you have armored vehicles picking up cash and delivering it to a bank to deposit into the banks.
As for leasing space for new stores, it's
hard to find a landlord that doesn't have a mortgage with Wells Fargo, and Wells Fargo says, not my building.
Congress is expected to consider a bill that would change all this by legalizing marijuana nationally. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and two other Senate Democrats issued a statement at the beginning of this month saying they're committed to what they called comprehensive cannabis reform legislation. Maritza Perez, a lobbyist for the nonprofit Drug Policy Alliance, is pushing hard for complete legalization.
That's the bill that we're going to be throwing our weight behind. But given that it's very comprehensive and bold, we certainly have our work cut out for us.
That's because Democrats would need the support of 10 Republicans to advance the bill in the Senate. Analyst Edwin Groshans, a senior vice president at Height Capital Markets, puts the odds of a sweeping legalization bill becoming law at less than 33%. He thinks Congress will go for more piecemeal legislation, like a bill that would bar federal regulators from penalizing banks serving marijuana businesses in states where cannabis is legal.
So if you're operating in Colorado or Florida where it's legal, you know what? Bank America, if they chose to, could serve you.
Groshans puts the odds of that bill, known as the Safe Banking Act, at 60 to 65%. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.